On the day after a budget deal was reached in Washington, the Obama administration announced that nearly 100,000 Wisconsinites could lose access to long-term unemployment benefits unless Congress takes action.
And Congress has expressed some concerns about extending the program. So what does this mean for unemployed workers here in Wisconsin?
Joining us now is Laura Dresser, Associate Director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. Laura, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what does it take for someone to qualify for the extended unemployment benefits? How long do they go? When do they kick in?
Well, the extended unemployment benefits program started in 2008 under George Bush. And it happens basically every time we have an economic meltdown when unemployment rates go up and people end up unemployed for a long time. First, they use up their state benefits, and then they usually the federal government has an extended program that adds on the extra weeks of unemployment benefits. There's different tiers depending on your state's unemployment rate, how many extra benefits you qualify for, and Wisconsin actually just moved from the maximum tier into a kind of middle tier. But workers that hit the end of their benefits December 28th in Wisconsin, and there's about 24,000 of those workers, would not qualify for the 14 more weeks of benefits that they would qualify for otherwise if they do extend this program.
And then others later on, not at that December 28th deadline?
Right, because other workers will hit the end of their state benefits later, and so that's when they would be picking up the federal benefit. Anyway, so that number across the next year, the next 2 years, would be 100,000 workers who didn't get extended benefits. But the December 28th number is about 24,000.
And you mentioned these benefits have been in place since George W. Bush signed them in 2008. They've been extended a bunch of times since, but this was supposed to be a temporary measure, right? Is the economy recovering enough to where we're ready to not keep renewing these?
Well, this is the problem, or the elusive nature of this recovery. What we have in this recovery, we still have fewer jobs, just barely getting back to the level of employment we had in 2007. We have more workers in this labor market than we did then. This has been a very, very weak recovery. And so, yes, it's supposed to be a temporary benefit, but it's supposed to be a benefit as long as unemployment rates are high, and especially as long as long-term unemployment rates are high. And that's where we've seen the real increases. There's about twice as much long-term unemployment as there was before the recession. Those folks really need these benefits to make ends meet. And the economy really needs that money coming in and reinforcing in such a weak recovery. We need money coming in, and unemployment and benefits is one way for that to happen.
Two things I want to follow up on there. First of all, this chronic long-term unemployment. People have been writing a lot about that. Having been unemployed for a long time makes it harder to get a job. Companies are actually first clearing out resumes of people who are currently unemployed. Is this a new, tougher version of long-term unemployment?
Well, long-term unemployment is really difficult in the way you just say. The longer you're out of the labor market, the harder it is to get back in. The more employers, just use the unemployment as a sorting mechanism. Also, it's worth remembering that the unemployment is not kind of spread equally across the population. It's hit in specific economies where there have been massive shutdowns. So even in the state of Wisconsin, we have communities with very high unemployment. And so the extended benefits help those communities where workers are really struggling to find jobs. And in the background, remembering that we have fewer jobs today than we did 5 years ago, is another reason people are struggling to find jobs, but have been for a long time. But yes, you're exactly right that when people come into that long-term situation, it just gets harder and harder to get out.
And then the other thing I wanted to follow up on, you mentioned briefly the economic benefit overall nationwide, and maybe in those hard-hit communities you mentioned, how important are these unemployment checks in keeping local and then the national economy growing?
Well, this is a critical aspect of federal stimulus. And in fact, because the national conversation is so focused on deficit reduction, this is one of the few places that unemployment insurance works countercyclically. That is, money comes into pockets that need the money, that don't have the money, when times are tight and when jobs are gone. And so this is directed to the very communities that need it most, the very households who have faced the hardest time in this economy, and it gets spent in those local communities, whether it's on rent or heat or food. And so it ripples through our economy in an effective way. An important stimulus to this still two-week recovery.
So the reason we're talking about this today is the deal reached yesterday by Congressman Ryan and Senator Murray. A lot of Democrats had been very hopeful that an unemployment benefit extension was going to be part of this deal. Some said it would be a non-starter if it wasn't part of it. Hey, were you hopeful that these unemployment benefits would be extended, or were you not surprised by what happened?
I guess I didn't know well enough the inside game to know whether I should be hopeful or not. But I do know that it's a disappointment. That the deal was made between Murray and Ryan on improving what was, supposed to be unpalatable, the sequester, that they found a way to improve that, I think is good. But that they have left out unemployment, the long-term unemployed, is a real shame. And I hope something that the Congress manages to fix before they go home for their holidays in their warm homes.
In a sense, unemployment benefits, short or long term, are kind of a Band-Aid here for the problem of unemployment. Do you see other success stories in getting people back to work and off of these benefits so that they don't need them in the first place?
Well, the real question, I think, in terms of these benefits is about the health of the overall economy, not the kind of the individual situation so much as the general demand. What we need to see is stronger economic growth and the production of more jobs that will shorten the long lines that line up at every open job that exists and allow employers the ability to just be throwing out, resumes on the basis of how long folks have been unemployed. So what we really need is a lot more jobs, not, so much specific training programs at this point, although, training matters. But, in the context of this very weak demand, what we really need is some demand both on the private and public side to increase the number of jobs so that more and more people can get back to work.
And again, I know you don't have the inside scoop on what people in Congress are thinking, but do you think there's a shot that even though it's not into this budget deal, the White House and Congress might still do something to extend the longer-term unemployment benefits?
I know there are a lot of people inside and outside the Congress working on that issue, and there are a lot of there will be a lot of efforts around it, but I guess I will just have to keep my fingers crossed.
Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Laura Dresser. She's Associate Director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy.